News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This Valentine's Day, can we dismantle the antiquated relationship we have with flowers? Why not get someone who is special to you, a man, a little bunch of beautifully scented blossoms? So writes in today's Irish Independent Simon Tierney, News Talk's own, and he joins us on the line now. Simon, flowers for men? Really?
Shane, good morning. Yeah, so when I was organising flowers for my own wife earlier in the week, I sort of had an epiphany. And the epiphany was, I have never received a bunch of flowers. There's something special about getting a beautifully useless bunch of peonies or roses or something like that. But I've never had that experience. And when I dug into it, I discovered that 88% of men receive their first bunch of flowers when they're dead at their funeral as a wreath on top of their prone body. It's just extraordinary. So we have this very antiquated, very gendered relationship with flowers, not just in Ireland, of course, but more broadly. And I wondered why this is. And it's because I think we see flowers as the preserve of the feminine. And the way gifts are given in Ireland between men and women is that I think women see men as less evolved creatures, that they need to be given something functional as a gift. Like, I guarantee you, Shane, if you did a poll of your listeners this morning and you asked, well, what are the women getting the guys? What is going in? What's the traffic going in the other direction? There might be a Valentine's Day card, but there's also going to be something ridiculous like a pair of flowers or a pair of sports socks or, you know, a packet of golf balls or something like that. So there's this perception that men can't enjoy beauty for beauty's sake. And I think that perception needs to change.
Okay, look, first of all, the piece was worth writing for that stat alone about 88% of men receiving flowers for the first time when they're dead. It's absolutely brilliant. But okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because is it not okay to have certain things that are the preserve of one sex or the other, like the preserve of women? Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't really want a bunch of flowers. And I like to think I'm in touch with my feminine side. And I like to think I like things that are aesthetically pleasing. I like seeing flowers in my house, but I don't really want a bunch of flowers.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you say that. And I think there's definitely a feeling among a lot of guys about that. But I wonder, have we been conditioned to think or to feel in that way, that flowers are feminine, that they're delicate? And I think that there's a kind of flowers are seen as quite domestic. You know, I write in my article that there's this whole kind of faffing around with flowers, you know, trying to, you know, cut the stems and put them in where's the vase kept? I've no idea where the vase is, you know. Yeah. And I think that.
And do you cut them diagonally or do you cut them straight across?
Exactly. And then there's putting the flower food in and everything like that. And I think all that paraphernalia is something that domesticity is something that men are perhaps reluctant to embrace. But what I was interested in trying to dig a little bit around, Shane, is the idea of functionality over beauty for beauty's sake, right? I really genuinely think that to accept flowers, to appreciate them, is to be vulnerable. Because to do it, you have to kind of let your guardrail down. You have to accept that these are beautifully useless things, that you can't do anything with them. You can only experience them, that they're going to end up in the brown bin at the end of the week. That I think a lot of guys might see it as kind of wasted money almost. But any art or beauty, it only really works if the possibility of being moved exists. And I think that if we want to live in a society where guys are a little bit more in touch with their feelings, that, you know, we're very aware of social isolation, of loneliness, of the absence of proper communication between men, I think a good place to start perhaps is to tell guys that, listen, it's okay to be vulnerable, to let your guard down. And giving flowers, I think, to a man disarms that kind of outward masculinity that we often present to the world.
Okay. Well, look, you make a very compelling case, and you can read that piece in today's Irish Independent and News Talk's own. Simon Tierney, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.